Minds on Fire, an article by a genius man, John Seely Brown. He explains the difference between traditional learning system and social learning in this article. Social learning is about learning to participate in the field of the subject along with the learning of the actual content. In a traditional education system, students don't begin mastering tacit knowledge until after acquiring explicit knowledge. However, as John Seely Brown puts it in his article, in a social view of learning, understanding is socially constructed where students participate in communities of interest as they learn. Is this all getting too formal and educational? Let me share a talk given by another brilliant mind at work, Dr. Mimi Ito. She talked about learning in the networked world. She talked about two big factors which are at the forefront of this world. First is the increasing accessibility of tools for digital production. For a majority of youth, now in the US, tools for writing, creating, and modifying digital photos and videos and communicating on the internet are part of their everyday life. The second big factor is that kids are creating and sharing their digital works in a context of public scrutiny. Not only do they have the ability to create new media works, but they are able to publish, share, and distribute them on the internet and have other like-minded folks view and comment on the work. It is all about fluid flow of knowledge in this new media, where reciprocity and feedback is the key. She illustrated this with the help of a digital youth study and videos that youths were remixing and remaking. She shared one interesting profile of a young student whose interest in anime led him to learn and improve himself through the anime community. It is interesting to see that the student felt that formal classes did not prepare him to do professional work in anime, and it was the anime community that empowered him. This was a great real-life example of social and participatory learning at work. What is so great about participatory culture? Jenkins points out the goal of participatory culture in his article. Encourage youth to develop the skills, knowledge, ethical frameworks, and self-confidence needed to be full participants in contemporary culture. He put forth four channels through which youth can become involved in this participatory culture. They can participate through affiliations like Facebook or MySpace. They can participate through expressions by producing new creative forms like fan fiction writing. They can participate through collaborative problem solving with the help of Wikipedia, alternative reality. And the fourth channel is through circulations like podcasting and blogging. I know what you're thinking. If these are the four channels, well, then most of the students today are already a part of some kind of participatory culture. Who doesn't have a Facebook account these days? Okay, this is all really great. But what about the other side of this coin? Do youth have equal access? Can these youth see how media shapes perceptions of the world? Are they prepared ethically to take on such challenges? These are some questions for you to ponder on. Well, moving on to the tidbits of this week. Social networking has become a major phenomenon in the last couple of years. And two tidbits this week not only provided relevant information, but they astounded me by the data they presented. The creator of one of the most visited social networking sites, Mark Zuckerberg, is the Times 2010 Person of the Year. While he was still in his sophomore year in 2004 at Harvard, he started a web service, thefacebook.com, and it was built as an online directory that connects people through social networks at colleges. Just over 7 years since then, and this site has made him a billionaire, with Facebook having around 550 million account members. That means one in every 12 people of this planet has a Facebook account. Something that started out as a diversion in a college dorm has now changed the way human beings relate or socialize with each other. Isn't that great? A research on time people spend on internet carried out by Nielsen in 2010 indicates that people spend nearly a quarter of their internet time on social networking sites and blogs. The study also showed that twice as many Americans over 50 visited social networks than kids under 18. With ever increasing time expenditure on social networking sites, the demand for videos, movies, news and sports articles is always increasing. I would like to end today's podcast by referring to the article that I read for this week on connectivism by George Simmons. I do not want to do injustice to the concept, so instead of me explaining what connectivism is all about, I am sharing a video here with you that talks about the concept using storyboard. Enjoy the video. See you all next week with the treasures from the open world.